If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew, the 28th chapter. We're going to be looking at verses 19 through 20 briefly. This morning we're looking at the priority of missions. Now, you'll recognize Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. These verses are what is commonly called the Great Commission. So what is a commission? The dictionary said a commission is an instruction, a command, or a duty given to a group of people or to a person. Here in this passage, Jesus is commissioning. He's instructing, he is commanding, he's giving his orders to his disciples, but he's also giving them to you and to me. So let's read that commission from Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now, we're going to look at a few words in this commission this morning. The first word that we're going to look at is authority in verse 18. Jesus has the authority to instruct us. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, he has been exalted to the right hand of the Father. His task to purchase our salvation, the forgiveness of sin, to deliver us from darkness into his kingdom or the family of God, because he is the creator, the sustainer, the redeemer, Jesus has the right and the authority to commission and to instruct each and every one of us. So what does Jesus instruct you and me to do? Go to verse 20. It says, go. That's the first thing he commands us to do, is to go. Now notice he doesn't command any of us to stay, but to each and every one of us, he commands us to go. He does not command any of us to sit, but for every believer, he commands us to go. Notice that go is not qualified by age or gender or stage of life. He commands every one of us, no matter who we are, whatever our age is, whatever our status in life, whatever our gender is, he commands us to go. So when we go, what does he command us to do? Look back at verse 20. Jesus commands us to make disciples, to baptize them, and to teach them. Now, making disciples. A person is not a disciple until they are a follower. A person is not a discipler until they know the Lord Jesus Christ and have trusted him as their Lord and Savior. So our command that Jesus gives to each and every one of us is to share the gospel with everyone who comes into contact with us until they become believers. So Jesus' command to us is to go and make disciples until they become believers in Jesus Christ. The next thing he commands us to do is to go and baptize. Now, baptism is a visible example of what happens to a believer when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Their old sinful life is buried, and they are raised to new life in Christ. Baptism is the first step of obedience for every believer. So in responding to the Great Commission, this command to baptize, we are to lead disciples, those that we've shared Christ with, those that have accepted Christ as their Savior. We're to guide them to the first steps of obedience in the Word of God, and that's to be baptized. Now, being baptized is just the first step of obedience that we are commanded to lead people to. then we continue to guide them into further steps of obedience. And that's where that third, the teaching aspect comes. Again, verse 20, Jesus says that we are to teach those that we lead to Christ. What are we supposed to teach them? Again, verse 20 says that we're supposed to teach them in all things that I have commanded you. Now, where do we find all things that God has commanded us? We find it in the Word of God. So our responsibility as believers, the command that God has given, that Christ has given to each and every one of us, is to go to make disciples, to baptize them, to teach them the Word of God. That's our responsibility that is given to each and every one of us, no exceptions. If we take seriously the Great Commission, it starts right here at Calvary Church. We go forth from Calvary Church and we teach and reach those in our circle of influence. Not only do we go and reach them, but we bring them in here, and that's where the teaching can take place. There should be individual discipleship that takes place, but we bring them to Calvary Church, and this is where they can learn in the body of Christ of how to live as believers. Now, who are the ones that are supposed to be teaching those that we bring in? It's each and every one of us. We should never have a shortage of teachers at Calvary Church if each and every one of us responds to the call to teach. If we respond to the call of the Great Commission, we should have more teachers than we ever need here at Calvary Church. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, I don't know if I can go and make disciples. I don't know if I can go and teach others. Well, let's look at the last half of verse 20. The last half of verse 20 says, I am with you even to the end of the age, which is forever. Jesus will enable you to do whatever he calls you to do if you will answer the call. Who does Jesus command to make disciples, to baptize, and to teach? Who are we supposed to go out to? Besides our circle of influence, we're supposed to go, as verse 19 says, to all the nations. The Great Commission is for us to teach all people, all nations, with the gospel. Now, Jesus defines who all nations are in Acts 1, verse 8. So turn there in your Bibles, if you would. Acts 1, verse 8. And again, this goes with our priority for missions here at Calvary Church. Jesus defines all nations in Acts 1:8. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That is the nation that God is defining for us, that Christ is defining for us. Now, Jerusalem, when he told the disciples to go to Jerusalem, he said, in their homes, in your hometown, you're supposed to share the good news. Then he goes to Judea and Samaria, and that represents people who are not like the Jews, who are not like the disciples, who are not like you and me, perhaps. Now, Calvary, we're so fortunate to live in a metropolitan area like Charlotte, because the Lord is just bringing people to us from all nations, from different backgrounds. So he calls us to reach those at home, family, friends, etc. But he's also bringing the nations to us and people who are not from Eastern North Carolina like I am. He's bringing the nations to us so that we're to share the gospel with them. And then we see at the end of verse 8, he says that we're supposed to go to the ends of the earth, to the unreached people. I love our missionary reports this morning because they are at the ends of the earth with the gospel. God calls each and every one of us. Our commission
is to take the gospel, to receive, to take what we have received and to share it with all the people. Notice that this commission is for everyone. There is no exception. Again, I've mentioned age, experience, position, even your health is not an exception. Remember Paul? He had a thorn in his flesh, but he continued to go and to proclaim the good news. We are called to the Great Commission. Now, in closing, on a recent flight, I watched the movie Apollo 13. Have any of you watched that before? It's a great movie. It's one of those that you can watch time and time again. And you may remember the launch and the return of Apollo 13 as the spaceship and the lunar module, they were on their way to the moon, but because of some damage to the oxygen and electrical system, the moon landing was aborted. The drama unfolded that the ship had limited oxygen and navigation, and the world watched as Mission Control in Houston calculated a way for the ship to return safely. The astronauts executed the plan, and it splashed down safely. It was amazing to me to see how the entire Mission Control team in Houston had one goal, and that was to get the astronauts back safely. And the team worked passionately and around the clock to accomplish this goal. Jesus had one goal. His goal in Luke 19 is, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus had a single purpose, a single priority, a single goal, and that was to provide redemption for mankind. And there is nothing that distracted him. Jesus had his eyes on you, and he had his eyes on me. And there was nothing that was going to distract him. The Great Commission, when Jesus commands us to go, it's as though Jesus said, I have done my part. I have gone to the cross. And now it's time for you to do your part and to join me in a rescue mission for the nations. If we don't go, if we don't answer the Great Commission and go, people will perish. It's our responsibility. Join me as we pray together. Father, we thank you so much for your word and for the reminder that you've given us today that the task is ours, Father, to go forth in the Great Commission and the power of the Holy Spirit to take the good news to the nations, that you have handed off the baton to us to go and share the good news to a people who desperately need it. This week, Father, as we are challenged to respond to the Great Commission, we pray, Father, that you might speak to us and challenge us to reach out to our Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. Help us to realize, Father, that it is not someone else's responsibility, but ours, Father, to go and to make disciples and to teach the nations. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.